This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today I have the pleasure of introducing Good Neighbor Kip Sinclair with Sinclair Law Offices. How you doing, Kip?
Doing fine, thank you.
We're excited to learn all about you and your business. Tell us about your company.
Well, I opened my office on the Treasure Coast here, moving up from Miami about 20 years ago. And I specialize in representing victims of medical malpractice, nursing home neglect, assisted living abuse, things like that.
So how did you get into this business, Kip?
Well, back when I was working as a lawyer in Miami, I was doing representing victims of abuse and medical malpractice, but I was also defending doctors and defending hospitals. So I was kind of working both sides of the fence.
Okay.
And one time, one of my friends said to me, you know, when you talk about your work, the only time you sound really excited about it is when you're talking about the representing the victims, not representing the doctors. That's kind of when I realized that the doctors' lives will go on after the lawsuit, win or lose, and it really won't affect them much. But the people whose lives have been affected by medical malpractice, people who have had their loved ones injured or killed, these lawsuits mean everything to them. And I take it real seriously. And, you know, my theory is that people who've lost loved ones to medical malpractice have a lot to deal with from a family basis. And I tell them what I want to do is to take this part of the journey off their shoulders and put it onto mine. And what I do is I ask my clients for a biography and photos, family photos of their loved ones, because I like to think of my clients as more than just a name on a medical record. I want to know who they are as a person, what they were doing as in life, what they were proud of, kind of achievements they had. That way I can represent them to the best that we can.
Yeah, I hear that passion coming out, that passion, you know, so you found your passion there, which is great. What are some of the myths and misconceptions of, you know, injury law and just law in general?
Number one, frivolous lawsuits. There's no such thing as a frivolous lawsuit, particularly in medical malpractice, because what the law says to file a complaint against a doctor or hospital, you have to have the records reviewed by an expert in the same specialty as the doctor who you think did something wrong. And that expert has to review the records and attest that there was negligence that caused the injuries. These experts are top doctors from medical schools around the country usually. And before we get into a lawsuit, we have to hire them and take a look at the records, and they sometimes charge upwards of $5,000 to look at the records and give their opinion. So by the time we even start a lawsuit like this, we have spent between $5,000 and $10,000. And once you start the lawsuit, you file the lawsuit, it's $550 to file it, and then you have to take depositions. Every deposition you have to figure is $1,000. Then you have to pay your expert probably $1,000 to review it for you. So by the time you get to trial, sometimes we've spent $75,000 to $100,000 in costs, and we don't take these things frivolously.
It's a big investment for you as the attorney to take on the case. It's a major investment for you, right?
You don't take a case unless there's serious injuries and disabling injuries. And another myth is, and you'll see people on lawyers' ads on TV smiling and dancing about getting $1 million in a settlement. And I've represented a bunch of people who have gotten over $1 million in settlements. And believe me, they don't smile. That is a misconception. None of the people that I have gotten over $1 million for would ever trade the injuries for the money. It's they're usually either killed or in wheelchairs or in nursing homes, and they're not dancing and smiling on TV about the settlements. One other thing that's interesting that I found is that if you're putting a loved one into a nursing home, the nursing home people will always tell you to sign an arbitration agreement, which means that any disagreement you have with the nursing home is settled through 3-lawyer arbitration. And they'll say that this is cheaper and it's faster and it's more efficient, and they're totally lying to you. Arbitration is the worst thing you can do in a nursing home case. You don't have to sign that in the agreement. They don't have to. They have to admit your loved one whether you sign that part or not. So it's not mandatory. And I would recommend that anybody putting somebody in a nursing home does not sign that agreement, because you're giving up your right to go to court and have a jury determine the value of the claim.
That's really good to know. I mean, I love talking to doctors and lawyers and just people with a wealth of knowledge, really, to share with these residents. This is really good. Now, Kip, when you're not busy or running your business outside of work, what do you like to do for fun?
Well, what I used to like to do for fun was I have a second degree black belt in judo and also jiu-jitsu.
Whoa.
And I used to teach it.
Okay. And
talk about a stress relief. It was a wonderful stress relief, but I kind of retired from that a few years ago, and I still lift weights and walk my dog and do a lot of reading. So I've sort of established a more sedentary lifestyle rather than going out throwing around big guys 3 times a week.
I got to be nice to you then. Let's change gears a little bit. Life often throws us curveballs. Let's talk about a hardship, life challenge, something that you went through and you can look back today and say you're better and stronger because of that. What comes to mind?
Well, my family didn't have a lot of money when I was growing up. And I put myself through college at Penn State by working 3 part-time jobs. And when I went to law school, I worked full-time at the University of Miami when I went to law school, and went to law school at night. And my job at the University of Miami gave me a month off in the summer. And what I did during that month off was I worked for a lawyer in town as a clerk. So I never had a dull moment, but I never didn't work. But I graduated from law school and had no student debts, didn't owe anybody anything, and didn't have anybody hand me anything, but it sure makes me appreciate what I have now, because I've earned it myself.
Yeah, that work ethics, which we can't pass on to this generation here, you know, it's nothing like working hard and receiving it. We have now credit cards where people used to save or put some sweat equity up front to invest in the future, and that cause and relationship seem to be missing in the generation that's coming up now. Kip, just tell our listeners one thing, if I can narrow it down to one thing they should remember about Sinclair Law Offices.
Well, I wrote a book on medical malpractice in Florida. And if you go to my website or call my office, I'll be more than happy to send you a copy of that. And it tells about the process of medical malpractice lawsuits and what happens during the lawsuit. It tells what's a lawsuit and what's not a lawsuit. It does dispel some of the myths of medical malpractice law in Florida. And there's a couple of laws in Florida that relate to medical malpractice that are sort of onerous that people don't often understand. Somebody will call, for example, and their father has died in a hospital. And Florida has a wrongful death lawsuit act, which says the only person that can bring a lawsuit for a wrongful death from medical malpractice is a surviving husband or wife or surviving children under the age of 25. I had a case where they killed some poor lady in the hospital, and she didn't have a husband, and her son was 25 years and 1 month old at the time.
Wow.
He couldn't bring a lawsuit because of that law. And Florida is one of only a couple of states in the whole country that have that law. And it's hard to explain to callers who have lost a loved one that the law ties my hands in certain cases and I can't sue them for it.
Wow. Well, so you talked about a book and a lot of you're very knowledgeable. For our listeners right now, they're probably thinking like, how? It's probably the words on the list. How can they reach you? What's the best way of them reaching you?
Well, either email me at kip@sinclairlawoffices.com. And you have to put an S on the end of law offices. Otherwise, it goes to some other guy and I never see it.
is there a number you'd like to share?
For sure. Call my office at 772-489-3600. And we'll be happy to help you out on getting you a copy of the book. And we also have a living will that's form that's available for you. If you ask, I'll be happy to send you one.
Website?
SinclairLawOffices.com.
Listen, Kip, we really enjoyed having you on the show. We wish you and your business the very best moving forward.
Well, I appreciate it. And nice meeting you. And I appreciate being here.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com. Or call 772-362-3840.